Legacy Lounge, live from 92nd in Nashville, formerly 33rd in Emerald, with the same old fantasy football talk. 12 degenerates from Oak Lawn compete to be the champion. Who's going to win? Who's going to lose?
Who's this man?
Find out this week on the Fantasy Lounge.
And we are live in the Fantasy Lounge. As always, Mikey Mack on the mic via the Fantasy Lounge hotline. The number one seed, the commissioner, Randy Hansen. And the number 12 seed, Daily Dave himself, Dave Steuben. And gentlemen, you know, the regular season has come and gone, and we are where we are.
You know what, I give Dave a lot of credit for coming on the podcast, you know what I mean, for how bad of a season it was. I wish we could have a live stream of the podcast, because Dave looks like he's underground hiding, like he's wearing masks, he doesn't want to be seen, like one of the writers on GN6 trying to get in there. But Dave's got, you know, I think Dave's week's coming this week. I think he wins, and he's not in the Teats Bowl. I think this is a big week for Dave. Got to give a shout out as well to our the leader of the Fantasy Lounge, Mr. Mikey Meltdown. Almost had a legendary meltdown, I might add, but comes in, gets in the two seed. Me and Trotter with buys. See you week 16.
Yeah, I'm definitely in the dumps, but we'll see how this week goes. And yeah, Trotter was, I think he said, this is fucking stupid about six times to me about Tyreek Hill, and I sent him that meme, oh, this is your first time? Because I've had nothing but injuries, so he was just singing to the choir. I could care less if any of your players get injured. I hope they all get injured.
But here's the thing, for the integrity of fantasy football, you don't want a game to be decided by that. Okay, I could see if Gallagher just comes out and would have just beat me and Tyreek didn't have that good of a game. I could live with that. But to have something like that happen to almost cost me, maybe a championship, you don't know. Like, in that moment, that's tough. It wasn't just a regular game. That was two seed on the line. I needed it, had to have it. And shout out to Tyreek Hill. Even though it wouldn't have mattered if he didn't come back in, I think I still would have beat Gallagher. Or maybe not. Because he had like a, it would have been close. But, yeah, I mean, you don't want to see a game decided like that, though, Dave.
You mean like by like breaking your thumb when you're marching down the field in the playoffs or anything like that? And or like getting ejected after one catch for like 0.5 yards and then losing. Yeah, you don't want to see any of that, Mike. We understand, like, what was you as usual. But you got to give it to Tyreek. He came back. But I think of anything that shows, like, how he should be in the MVP conversation. Because without Tyreek on the field, that Miami team is not the same.
Yes, I agree. And you know what's weird about that game? I think what happened was McDaniel's like, oh, okay, Tyreek, we're not going to put you back in because we're going to win this game. And then they realized, oh, shit. If Tyreek doesn't play, we're probably not going to win this game. And they end up losing that game, which was kind of huge for Baltimore, playoff picture, seeding, stuff like that. I know they still play each other, but and then they, because it was, he came out after halftime and he didn't play in the first series. I'm like, oh, he's definitely done. And then all of a sudden, Dave texts me, Tyreek's back in the game. I didn't believe him because I already just wrote it off. So
I would like to see what his ankle looks like today after all the Toradol and adrenaline wears off. It might look like Simo's ankle.
I was going to say, that wasn't a picture of his ankle. I thought you got a picture of Tyreek's ankle.
Did Simo roll up playing basketball again?
Of course.
Did you not see the group chat?
Yeah, no, I saw it. I mean, that's a bad...
Yeah, that's what he said. I'm like, you're 33 years old, dude.
So he was playing basketball?
Yeah.
I'm hanging it up. I think all of us should never play basketball again.
And here's the thing, man. When you roll an ankle that bad, it is the worst, dude. I mean, I had a stretch there where I rolled it a couple times.
Yeah, but he's like infamous for.
Yeah, dude, it sucks, man.
I mean, I feel like he's been in the hospital like five times for that.
Trotter went to go take a piss in my backyard after the golf one. I thought he got shot in my backyard when he rolled his ankle.
Dude, I've had some.
Also, off the 18th green at Hickory Hills, rolled the ankle and almost tore a knee. I think at the same time.
Dude, he's out for like. Seem all like you're
ankles and backs, dude. Ankles and backs, just hit terrible injuries.
I mean, Seem, I feel. I mean, mine was bad, but it wasn't as swollen as that. So that's terrible, dude. Because you really can't do anything. It's so uncomfortable. You really can't move around that much. You gotta like lay elevated. It's terrible.
Get well soon.
Yeah, get well soon, man. So I mean, we got to recap what happened. I mean, basically, what ended up being the two biggest games was Ryan and Lewis, and then the Waldo and Dave in terms of like final position, and then obviously mine and Gallagher. But it kind of came down to, for Ryan anyway, Aubrey just having a huge game that won him the week. I mean, he hit, what, 50 plus yard field goals? He finished with a 22.
Yeah, he's hasn't missed a field goal on the year. He went undrafted. He got actually drafted first round pick in MLS. I was hearing today. The dude's got a leg and took Ryan into the fantasy promised land. I think he dropped a 19.
Yeah, 22. If you're Lewis, you have to have a sour taste after that Tua game because it just never happened for him.
It was there for him. You know what I mean? You have Tua in your kicker. You need Tua to drop 25, and then your kicker dropped 5, and you're in the playoffs, and just fell short. The game script was just terrible. That's just a Vrabel good coach win. I mean, for them to drop damn near, what was the final score? 28-27.
Yeah.
For them to drop 28 points with a rookie quarterback. I mean, they went out and signed a defensive end today. I think Miami did. So.
I mean, Lewis, though, with everyone saying, oh, his wide receivers are amazing, they combined for, like, 22 points, I think. Diggs, again, only put up a 6. Jamar Chase, only put up a 6. And Keenan Allen put up a 12.
Yeah, the top three of the top 10 wide receivers of fantasy football that you're trusting on that situation don't lead you there. You just hate to see it. Sorry for
that. It's just good.
Waldo's got life, man. He's defending his crown. He's banked his way in. All he needs is a chip and a chair.
One thing I'll say about Waldo's team, and I'll be the first one to apologize. I think I referred to his trade for Eckler as like pennies on the dollar, and he texted me today saying how that trade actually helped him win these past 2 weeks. So I apologize for that. You know, I guess I didn't see that. And I will say this with Waldo's team, like Cooper Kupp's starting to find it a little bit. He's starting back-to-back really good weeks for Cooper Kupp. So all of a sudden now, if he starts rolling, that is a legit weapon because Pittman's been great all year. Now, his rest of his lineup, like I don't think he's going to get a 20 from Zay Flowers too often. You know, Madison's banged up. I mean, he's starting Brevin Jordan. I just don't know what he's going to get from his lineup. But all of a sudden, if you roll out Cooper Kupp and Pittman, you know, that's at least two stud receivers that you feel good about.
Cooper Kupp's got juicy matchups coming up. He's got Washington week 15, New Orleans week 16, and the Giants week 17. Washington's second best against the pass. I mean, giving up the most passing yards to wide receivers. And then the Giants are actually third.
Yeah, I mean, and the Eckler thing, maybe it's better that Herbert. I mean, because Herbert wasn't throwing to him, and maybe now all of a sudden he gets more checkdowns from the rookie quarterback that they have.
That was Easton Stick, isn't he coming in?
Yeah, Easton Stick. Was he a rookie or no?
No, he's been in the league for like 4 years.
Oh, I didn't know that. Okay.
Oh yeah. No, I'm thinking no. He's a rookie. I'm sorry. I think.
I have no idea. I'd never heard of him before. So maybe that's actually a
good thing.
It really
sounds like the sticks we play with when we were playing shimmy hockey back in the day. Easton Stick.
Yeah. So that's something for him. Now, the other matchup, you know, that was a crazy matchup because Laith was down like 19 with Devontae Smith. Devontae Smith had a touchdown, probably a 40-yarder that he ended up dropping.
Yep.
And then he also had a big gain, and he thought he was going to break it to the house, and he ended up fumbling, and that basically killed everything that the Eagles game. It pretty much cemented that Eagles game. So it was closer than what maybe it would indicate, and so we were watching that game. I was thinking, oh, man, Laith might beat Waldo, and then that puts Lewis in, but that didn't happen.
Yeah, the Eagles players kind of put up a dud for everybody.
Yes. I'll say this now. Can we talk me and Gallagher's game? Because I want to bring this up. And this is the type of – this is how I know Randy's just worried a little bit about my team and me as a manager, per se. You know, I make a great start. I make a great start with the Bears defense. Great start. Okay, don't give me credit, but here's the thing then. Then you, Randy's big thing is, well, oh, you do that because if it doesn't go well, you have an excuse, okay? And that's fine, whatever the case may be, but at the same time, if you say that, then you also have to give me credit for the Bears start. If you're gonna, if it's a bad start, you're gonna give it to me. But then when it's a good start, I get no kudos, nothing. That's not how it works.
I mean, it is a great start because they have been playing well. But who would have thought that we put up 21 points? And then on the flip side, Gallagher making the wrong decision with his defenses. I think either if he starts either of the defenses on his bench, he wins.
Something right. like that. I know if he started, who didn't he start? I forget. But he had one that put up a 20, which would have beat me.
I think he had two that had like an 18 and a 20, yeah. And then his defense put up a 2.
Yeah, I think he's gonna be kicking himself a little bit for that because I ended up beating him by exactly 11 points. All right, so he started Green Bay defense, gave him a 4. He could have started Cleveland D, which would have gave him a 15, would have added him 15 points, or he could have started Denver D, who put up a 22.
So yeah, either of the well, you tie then.
No, he would have smoked me because you replace. Oh, we would have tied if he.
Yeah.
No. If he started Cleveland D, that would have been 15 extra points, so he would have beat me. And then if he would have started Denver D, that would have been 18 extra points, so he would have beat me. If he starts either defense, he beats me.
How many points did the Browns put up?
19. Hold on, let me share my thought.
Oh, 19.
I thought I was sharing the screen. There you go. DK getting ejected was kind of big, even though it was kind of yeah.
You were crying about that real quick in the text messages.
Well, again, we'll just keep things in perspective. Literally, like, the first.
How lucky are both of you this year? Like, Tyreek gets injured every game and comes back, and then you get DK 13 and within like 5 minutes of the game starting, and then he wants to suplex somebody and then gets ejected. Like, how much more fucking luck do both of you need?
Oh, really? Okay, Dave, here's the thing. So I was upset because literally the first play of the game at Caffrey went 76 yards almost to the house, all right? So he put on one play, he put up a 7. And then DK on their first drive literally caught two for, you know.
I know. Yeah.
For Tutty, two for his only two receptions for 52 yards and a Tutty on the first drive. I'm like, oh, I'm done. I'm toast. And then he didn't catch another ball the rest of the game. Oh, man.
Young Wei Koo, who's the most accurate kicker in NFL history, missing 2 field goals.
Yes, 2 50-yarders, though.
Yeah, I mean, still.
I know. Hey, you know, hey.
That's a 10-point swing.
McKinnon getting a touchdown.
Yeah, and him talking shit about Clyde Edwards-Helaire being the guy, and then he ends up not being the guy.
Yeah, I mean, he had a decent game, but
not more points.
But and then I say the same thing about, like, Dak basically has, like, a 22 going into halftime and then finishes with a 24. Like, didn't do anything in the second half.
Yeah.
So it goes both ways. But, yeah, it was not looking good. Mike Evans with a 1.8 dropped a touchdown. Or didn't drop a touchdown. He couldn't get both feet in.
Oh, yeah. That was surprising, 1.8 only, though.
Yes. So, I mean, I did get lucky. But, you know, I was telling Randy, the past 5 weeks, you know, I've been scoring out of my mind. Sometimes you need a little luck. And I'm not ignorant to that fact.
Yeah.
So, now, let's talk playoffs. Let's talk matchups here. Let's start with the Teats situation.
Why?
I think it's important. Let's start with the consolation. All right. Now, Lewis and Simo don't have to worry about being the Teats. They have the bye. So it comes down to 4 teams. The 9 seed, which is Lath. The 12 seed, he's playing Steuben, who's the 12. And then we have a battle of the – this is going to be the third time they play in the regular – in the season. It's going to be Channel, who's the 10, and then Andy, who's the 11. So that's kind of the breakdown of what's going on. So I guess you want to just go over that matchup right now? Dave, you want to go over your matchup?
Sure, go ahead. Click on it.
All right. Again, on paper, you know, Lace team –
is going to roll me. Again, I lose another quarterback on the year. So now we're down to Trevor Lawrence against the worst matchup possible in Baltimore. Thielen finally put up 12 points last week. Downs was trash again. Kenneth Walker looked okay last week coming back. Foreman, I think he had like 11 for 50 yards. Kittle had a touchdown. Curtis Samuel, maybe. I don't know. I'm just, at this point, I'm just, like, devastated by injury. And every week something new pops up. It's just, like, I'm waiting for somebody to get injured in my lineup. So
Is this going to be the lineup, or are you predicting?
If Mattson doesn't play, I'm putting Cam in for the Foreman.
Right now, you're projected, Dave's projected 100, Lay's projected 112. Now, if we look at Lay's team, Allen against Dallas, primetime Sunday at 325. Depending on the weather, that should be juicy. That should be a shootout on paper.
Yeah.
Devontae Smith going against one of the worst pass defenses in the league. That's a good matchup. It seems like Rice is the guy there. White has been really great for Tampa. Kate Otten caught a touchdown last week, so that was good for Lath. And then DJ Moore, who's the guy there. I mean, it looks daunting, Dave. It looks daunting.
Yeah, I'm going to get that. It's a nice birthday present for me. Birthday on Monday, so I'll get sent to the teats with a nice present.
Happy birthday, Dave.
Yeah.
Quick read. Reed's been killing lately. I'm surprised he didn't start him last week.
He got seven touchdowns last season.
Yeah.
20.
Rushing touchdown last week.
Yeah. I usually like Debo. He had 4 rushes for 38 yards.
Debo's been popping for Ryan lately.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, on paper, it's I don't see it, Dave.
I don't see it either. I mean, Lath is basically a playoff team. He just got fucked all year, so I got a bad draw there.
All right, well, think about next week, Dave.
All right, let's go. Let's go channel and
Andy.
Yeah.
Andy will probably set a lineup Thursday at 6:59.
Oh my bad. Andy's actually the 10, and channel's the 11. Andy's projected a 94 right now, and then channel's projected a 108.
Well, he's got Dobbs started. And he's already not the starter.
Who's his backup? Is he out? It's all Stafford against Washington. That's tasty.
So, yeah, another 20 points. So, actually, yeah.
Yeah, so basically Andy's probably projected like a 114, 116.
Yeah.
I think maybe the Jets get a little life back with Zach Wilson. Breece Hall probably looks a little better for Channel. Saquon, I mean, with Tommy DeVitts, I mean, been getting a lot of volume past 3 weeks, a 30, then a 6, then a 23. So, I mean, he could have a big game. Zeke, if Ramondre doesn't play, is probably a good start. This is an interesting game, actually.
Yeah, Tommy DeVito, first undrafted rookie quarterback to win 3 straight games.
Good for him.
I mean, you don't know what you're going to get from Sam Howell and Terry McLaurin. I kind of like Andy's team this week. Cooper. Yeah,
I think Andy wins this. Pitts actually had a nice week last week, and Drake London had a good week, too.
Yeah.
But that's hard to start two Atlanta receivers. You never know what's going to happen in those games. Terry McLaurin's been absolute ass lately. I don't know what's going on.
Has Tommy DeVito at New Orleans. That'd be an interesting play.
I think we projected him 13 points. No respect.
Put up a 21. I mean, I was shocked. I thought, like, Gallagher started Green Bay D. I thought they were going to kill, and they can't sack him. He scrambles so well. I didn't realize that about him.
That's why I said that offense looks so inept for, like, 2-3 games that the Giants look like the worst team in all of football. And then this guy hits, I don't know what. He's got his lucky Italian horn on. The guy's fucking mulling.
I mean, he was a stud at Illinois.
Yeah, he was really good at Illinois. I think I kind of like Andy here, so then I'm thinking maybe Channel and Dave in the Teats Bowl. Unfortunately, sorry, Dave.
I've come to terms with this is just not my year.
Okay. Now, let's go to the championship bracket here. Let's start with the 4-5 matchup. Gallagher, unfortunately, did not get the bye, so he gets to play Thomas. Right now, Gallagher's projected at 128. Thomas is projecting a 122. So, you know what's crazy? That Brock Purdy pickup might be maybe like the best pickup in the league. Me and Dak, right? Well, if you had to pick one.
Dak and Purdy.
Puku.
Yeah, Puku's up there. I think Purdy, I mean, he's been so good. I mean, so for Thomas to pick him up after Rodgers gets hurt was huge. Saved the season. I feel like Sutton every week scores a touchdown. That Detroit secondary is – that defense is not good.
Our Saturday games too this week. There's three Saturday
three of
games.
Them.
Is Detroit frauds?
I don't know. But as I'm looking, you know, Hopkins' revenge game against Houston.
Hopkins had a huge game yesterday. I don't know what they were doing, not covering him. There's literally no one else on that team that is a threat, and he was just running wild yesterday.
7 for 124.
He's running wide open. Like, guys don't even like check him at the line. Just free releases off the line of scrimmage. It was absolutely wild.
ETN against Baltimore seems like a tough matchup.
ETN's been kind of down lately, if I'm not mistaken.
I wonder what his snap shares are. He put up a 17 last week. I wonder what his snap shares are lately. That'd be something to look at. Baltimore, you know, top five fantasy rush defense, which is good. I mean, good for Gallagher. I don't know. This one's actually a lot closer than I thought it was going to be.
Gallagher, though, I mean.
DK against that Philly secondary is Swiss cheese. Mahomes hasn't been – that's crazy. If I would have told you that Brock Purdy has a higher projection than Patrick Mahomes, that's insane. Yeah.
Do you think Mike Evans has a bounce back game?
He would
Metcalf
think.
Metcalf's been on fire. Yeah, wow. Not good.
Mahomes just hasn't been that good.
Just average. 21, 27, 16, 17. Like, do you maybe bench him?
At New England, I mean, that New England defense is stingy. It's not like they just give up. I don't know. I mean, you got to play them. I mean, that Jets matchup for HEN is not ideal. McCaffrey at Arizona is pretty ideal. But I kind of, man.
Yeah, maybe actually Thomas. I don't know.
I kind of like Thomas's matchups. I feel like Kelsey, I don't know what you get from Kelsey. But again, you know, if he kills, that negates what Mahomes does.
True. If they're up big on Arizona, like, do you rest McCaffrey, though?
He still gets his work in, though.
Yeah.
Because it looks like – I think this is going to be Thomas's lineup. I'm pretty sure. Like, maybe does he start Njoku?
Yeah, Njoku had a huge week last week.
Like, at the flex?
That would be interesting.
I mean, a 12-11-3, but then a 27. It seems like Flacco likes throwing to him.
He's not going to score.
Do you really start Najee?
No, Godwin's been bad, dude.
Really?
Yeah. He has not had a good year this year.
Yeah.
9-9, 7-7, 10.
Yeah.
Yeah, one double-digit game in seven games.
I think maybe you look at the Njoku thing, maybe. Because Najee at Indianapolis, ooh. Indy gives up a lot of fantasy points to running backs, so I think you have to start Najee, but I don't know, man. On paper, I mean, James Cook is balling for Gallagher. I'll say that. Like, the dude is eating. I kind of like Thomas this week, dude.
I don't know. It's going to be close. But here's the thing with, like, Thomas's lineup. Like, if Hopkins and Sutton, like, they could have bad games. Najee Harris has had bad games this year quite often. Swift just had a really bad game.
I mean, Kelsey's been inconsistent.
So, you know, he could score like 105 points and get blown out.
Yeah, you're right. I think Gallagher seems way more consistent.
Yeah. But we've seen it before. Thomas has put up a lot of points, so. I think I'm going to go with Gallagher, though.
Brady, what do you think?
Because the names.
I'm thinking Gallagher.
I think I'm leaning towards Thomas. I kind of like Hopkins' revenge game. I like the Purdy at Arizona. You know you're not going to have to deal with weather. Sutton has been, you know, catching touchdowns. That Detroit secondary has not been good. I think Kelsey gets right here. You know, it's a must-win for this Chiefs team.
I mean, he hasn't been bad. He's not having like the
Kelsey. He doesn't score touchdowns anymore.
I know. Well, because Mahomes isn't throwing any.
He hasn't scored a touchdown. He scored one touchdown. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, in the past 6 weeks.
Still putting up teams though. So
yeah.
Anytime touchdown, Kelsey.
Maybe. Maybe he gets two next week. Yeah, I'm gonna go Thomas. It's close though.
Yeah, I think it's real close.
All right, let's do. Waldo right now against traveling to traveling to Ryan's place. Ryan's a 3 seed, projected at 125. Waldo 106. Again, I Ryan's team to me is, I think, really good.
This is Ryan all day. I mean, I don't. Sorry, Waldo. I know you're the champion, but I don't think you deserve to be in the playoffs. Your team has been terrible all year. I don't know how you're 8-6, but I think Ryan rolls this one.
You think it's like, does Ramondre play? Because I know Madison's banged up, so I don't know what he's going to do. If, I mean, I guess you could start Antonio Gibson.
Madison's been practicing all week.
What do you mean?
I mean, but no, has he?
No, he hasn't. What do you mean all week? It's Tuesday, Randy.
Ryan's got some tough choices too, because Jacobs might not play this week. And then I don't know why he's not starting Garrett Wilson. He hasn't started him in like 3 weeks.
He's got him. He's got him in here. Yeah, I would go on a limb and say there's no way Jacobs, after I saw him leave the game, like how he left, there's no way he plays. But he's got Montgomery.
You still got Montgomery. You still have Olave.
And Singletary's been good, too.
He had a bad, like, week two or 2 weeks ago, but kind of a bounce back.
I mean, 23, 19, 13, 5, 12.
Yeah.
It's been steady. I mean, yeah, I don't think Jacobs isn't going to play.
What's the in practice today, dude?
No, DMP.
And a short week, too.
I mean, Goff at home versus Denver. That Denver defense has been flying around. That's not an easy matchup. I mean, is he going to go? Does he have any other options? He doesn't. Yeah, I think Ryan's team's just too good. Hurts on Monday night against a Seattle team who I don't think is very good.
Yeah, Debo Samuel against Arizona. Garrett Wilson against Miami, who just got torched by a rookie quarterback.
Yeah, I gotta go. I gotta go Ryan here.
The only concern with 49ers players, I'm just saying, if they get enough, it's getting late in the season. If guys aren't gonna be,
I don't think that's a concern yet. Maybe next week.
I mean, they still gotta win. They still gotta win these games.
Yeah.
I mean, it's the whole thing is
overall seed.
Yes, that's the whole thing. Like, in years past, when it's just was the top two teams that got byes, like, it was a different story. Now it's like you need that one seed to get the bye, which I think is kind of a game changer.
You want home field advantage, too.
Yeah. I mean, even if they're up by a bunch, like, that means Debo is probably doing something. All those guys kind of eat, like, throughout the game. Debo, Kittle, Ayuk, and McCaffrey.
Yeah, they figured it out. They got it down pretty good with all four of them.
I will say this, though. Eckler at Vegas, I think, is somewhat juicy, but again, rookie quarterback. Kupp, Washington's juicy. Pittman against Pittsburgh, who hasn't been that good. I thought they were a lot better against the pass. They're not. 18th, never mind. They're average. Yeah, so he needs, you know what, he needs a huge Kupp game, and you need Goff to have a big bounce back. You need that to be a shootout.
If Manson doesn't play, he's got Will Gibson, you said?
Yeah. He's got Ramondre, but I don't know if Ramondre's going to play.
Did he practice today?
No.
No?
No, they haven't updated him yet. My fault. So I think I'm going Ryan.
Yeah, I'm going Ryan.
Okay.
Going Ryan, give him the kiss to death, the three banger.
Yeah, last week we all picked against him. He won, so maybe that's not good that we all just picked him to win.
Man, interesting. I'm looking at the ratings and levels. Now, this is more of a testament to me because I'm only in one fantasy football league. I'm right now, out of everybody in our league, the fifth highest rated manager.
Okay, hey, man. Randy, how many Yahoo public leagues do you do?
None.
He's in like 20 different leagues, though.
I was going to say, yeah, because you have 920. I mean, I do a bunch of just random public leagues, and you got way more points than me.
Woof. I'm looking at some of my, man, I have not had a decent run. Just for perspective, I mean, yeah, I'm looking at the all-time. I had a nice stretch in 2014, 2015, third and fourth, and a 12th, 11th, a 5th, a 9th, a 7th, a 1st, and 11th. Woof. I did win it, though, in 2017. I love my Mannings. That was me. And I came in third in 2016. Or 2006.
Sick, dude. There was fucking 10 teams.
Let's see who's on my team, then.
Oh, what are we doing? Let's go. Let's move on.
Okay, well, nothing else to talk about.
Breeze, Marvin Harrison, Roy Williams, Chris Chambers, Larry Jackson, or Larry Johnson, Steven Jackson, Todd Heap, Robbie Gould.
Hold on, check out my team from the year after that. I think I had a pretty good team. 2008.
Game time?
2008 when I won.
Two-time champ?
Two-time champ.
Cutler, Reggie Wayne, Roddy White, Derek Mason, Matt Forte, who's probably had a monster that year.
Oh, yeah, Thomas was a stud.
Kevin Boss.
Donald Lee.
Marshawn, a young Marshawn.
Man, Dominic Rhodes, Jesus Christ. Chad Pennington. Last one to pass.
See, I love my man Ings. Because I had Peyton and Eli. Brian Westbrook.
Joe Galloway. Jamal Lewis.
Jason Witten. Wow.
Keith Miller.
This is fun. So, anyway, yeah, it's going to be interesting to see what happens in the waiver wire, just to give an update. Not a lot of people have money. Now, here's the situation, and I'll ask you this. Who is allowed to make moves? Who is not? Like, if you're Simo on a buy in the consolation, are you allowed to make a move, right? You shouldn't be able to put in a fab offer, or can you? What's pro quo here?
I mean, you have the money, dude.
Yeah, it is what it is.
Okay.
If I had money, I would try to be a spoiler, but I have $0.
So if Andy comes in and puts a huge bid on someone, that's fine because he's in the consolation thing, right?
Thomas says $85.
I'm telling you, I'm probably making one or two moves.
Well, you need to.
Yeah. No.
You got $55. You got to do something. I wish we could talk about it, but we can't.
Yeah. Kamish got 26. Lath's got 20. Thomas with 85, Lewis with 20, I have 55, Gallagher has 12, Andy has 90, and then Channel with 72.
So playoff teams, Thomas can get whoever he wants, basically.
Yes.
All he has to do is bid $56, and he automatically gets that person.
Correct.
Brandon Cooks.
Yeah, so how'd that work out?
I mean, Deontay Johnson's an interesting name.
You're just
going to
put him out there on the podcast?
All right. Well, I mean, everybody knows it. I mean, it's not like I'm... But the whole thing is that offense is terrible.
I didn't know that. It was kind of like a late move. I was surprised that Gallagher did that. I mean, I know Trubisky's there, but it's like the only player that scores points on that offense.
He hasn't been that good the past 3 weeks, though.
I think he put up like a 14 last week.
It kills me to see Tank Dell on there.
Oh, it kills me to see Burrow, Herbert, FY fucking players.
Yeah, there's not much out there. So, I mean, you know, like when you go look at like transactions, like he's gonna be the name that pops up.
Yeah.
All right, now, hey, that's a little breakdown. So, Randy got a little mortgage. Or was it too early in the week?
No, I got some mortgage things. Commissioner hit hot again. Went 2-1 last week. The only game I lost was the Texans that got blown out. But I told you Bucks plus one like that. They outright won. I told you Bears to do the 16 teaser. They hit that as well. So we're 23-13 on the season, my friend. Up 10 units. Up 10 units. Trust the data. Next, we'll do a little cell phone payment. I like it this week. Browns versus Bears. Bears on the road. In Cleveland, Bears getting +3, over under 37.5. Browns lost both their left tackle and their left guard last week. Good for the defense as
Jerome
well.
Ford might not play.
Yeah. If you don't feel comfortable, I like Bears getting the points, but you could even put it up. I think if you went Bears, if you did a 6-point teaser with this, it's 37.5 over under. So then it would be 43. I think it's the under. I think this game's going to be a little more dirty, a little more pile. And I like the Bears getting points.
Oh, I ran out of Bears train, huh? We fucking put two together for the first time in 3 years and all aboard.
I mean,
if you're getting Bears plus nine,
it's very possible they make the playoffs. Like, I'm like not conceding that they can make the playoffs. They could beat Cleveland.
That's pretty much down to the Packers game.
Exactly. I mean, that Atlanta team's sneaky though. Like that team could beat us, but I think they beat Arizona.
I think they're overrated though. They're in such a bad division that they've been beaten up on their division a little bit.
Next, I'm doing a 6-point teaser with this, and I'm going the other way. I like right now the line is Giants plus 6 in New Orleans, over under 37.5. If you take that down to 32.5. And then Giants plus 12. I love it. I think I'm almost to bet the Giants are winning outright. That New Orleans team stinks. Derek Carr, he came out and he's like, yeah, I've been playing with two broken ribs. No one's known this entire time. Like, who are you hiding this from? You're playing terrible.
Yeah, just go sit down.
He's been bad.
Like, you're only detrimental to yourself. Like, might as well let people know you're playing hurt because that's how bad you're playing. So you have some built-in excuse. So they leaked that this week. Derek Carr needs to be out. You had offensive lineman yelling at him during that game last week. Put in Jameis. At least give him a chance to win. But I like Giants plus 6.5. I think DeVito rides again, 4 straight. Last but not least, mortgage payment. Ravens minus 3.5 at Jags. I like Ravens. Given the points, I think that Jags team is a fraud. I think with Trevor Lawrence banged up as well, too. I think their defense is getting exposed as well. I just believe the Ravens defense will play well, hold them within a point, and they'll probably win by a touchdown.
Okay, I like all of it. I like all of it.
Side note, my daily fantasy lineup from last week scored 146 points, but we didn't talk about it. I think that was the highest on the year.
You win any money?
No, because it was a free one. But I came in like 1,000th place out of 4,600 people or something. I don't know.
There you go. All
right. It's a mortgage payment. Ride with me.
All right. Yeah, we've got a crazy lounge. We're about 40 minutes in. Anything else people want to say before we get off here?
Trotta, who do you want to see?
It doesn't matter, man. You know, like, when you're in the position that I'm in, I'm happy to be here. I'm grateful to be here. And at the end of the day, I'm just going to put out my best lineup, and I trust that they're going to perform. So,
do you think going forward that we should, if they should recede?
Yeah, it should be voted on. I mean, the NFL recedes, but...
What do you mean recede?
I get the 3-6 matchup winner. Like in the NFL, right, if the 6 seed were to win... Then they have to play the 1 seed.
Can you make that change on Yahoo?
You get 3-5, right?
No, it's 4-5 and 3-6. So like the 4-5, whoever wins five, because again the higher seed's supposed to win. So I would have a tougher team in the 3 seed compared to the 4 seed. But it would reseed. So if the 6 seed were to beat the 3 seed, they shouldn't play me. They should play Randy because he's the 1 seed. But we don't recede. But the NFL recedes in the playoffs.
Is that a change you can make?
I think so.
It's always been like this in our league.
Something to bring up.
I'm saying, is it a change you can make on Yahoo?
Yes.
I would say yes.
Yeah, I mean, it's something that we got to bring up. You know, I think one thing about this podcast this year, we have brought up some interesting ideas.
I brought it up. I mean, we got you have to spend $50 by week 14. That was one. Another one we have under $100. We haven't decided what, but you have to throw in $5 to the kitty.
And if you
score on 100, you throw $5 in the kitty, and that goes to most points in the league at the end.
Yeah.
Again, so, I brought up the 3 defense thing, and Dave actually after the podcast, like Gallagher has 3 defenses, so does Simo, and I do. So that's 3 teams with 9 defenses, right? I mean, that's like almost like, you know, a third of the NFL teams are on 3 teams.
Yeah, I agree. I think it should go to 2.
You should only be able to have 2 defenses. That's me.
But then you lose a roster spot for a keeper. But I mean, it is what it is.
I know. It's just. I agree.
I agree. She can only have two defenses. I'll write that down in my notes.
Just an idea. I mean, I was thinking about having four defenses.
Want to do any season in review, anything like that?
Yeah, we'll do that later.
Dudes like BlackRock over here just compiling fucking defensive arms over here.
Yeah.
Oh, he made the right decision.
Did. So, all right. Other than that, man, it's been great. This is a good podcast. I appreciate it.
All right, good luck this week. David Robert, happy birthday, my friend. Yeah. The big 3-4, the big, Walter Payton. Love it for the kid. Walter
Payton. Yeah, we'll see you on Sunday. I can sweat it out while I'm golfing.
Real talk, is Trotter going to bring his clubs? Or what is he going to do?
I don't know.
Well, if we have four and I'll be your fifth, then I won't. But
no, I think we're only half four.
Okay. All right. We'll see. I'll probably end up doing it then.
I got to charge you.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Sounds good. All right. Well, remember, never too late to come relax at the lounge. Take care, y'all.
Good night.
Later.